Today's episode, the Jordan Powerhouse Disaster. Stunning, beautiful Lundy Canyon, located just north and west of Mono Lake, had a moderately successful mining history from 1880 to about 1915. The canyon is also home to mile-long Lundy Lake and fairly sizable Mill Creek. Mill Creek has the notoriety of being the only one of the five Sierra Creeks that flow into Mono Lake that was never diverted to the LA Aqueduct. Mill Creek also provides the energy for an electrical generating powerhouse operated by Southern California Edison at the mouth of Lundy Canyon. Truth be told, Lundy Canyon has been the site of electrical generating for over 100 years. The Sierra Power Company built a small hydroelectric plant at the mouth of Lundy Canyon to provide electricity for nearby Aurora, Bodie, and Hawthorne. The plant was named Jordan and went online on Christmas Day 1910. That was the first day of a series of storms that hammered the eastern Sierras for the next 71 days. During that time, Bodie itself received 28 feet of snow. At 11:45 p.m. on March 11, 1911, the operator at the Jordan plant telephoned the Bodie office to report 9 people were staying with him inside the powerhouse because of the heavy snowfall. 16 minutes later, the power and lights went out in Bodie. Unable to reach anyone at the plant, linemen were sent to Jordan. When they arrived, they discovered a mile-long and half-mile-wide mountain of snow had engulfed the entire site of the power plant, and there was no sign of anyone alive. Dozens of brave men strapped on skis and fought their way through the horrific storm to the avalanche site. It took them 12 hours to travel the 17 miles from Bodie. 15 bodies were eventually found at Jordan, but Mrs. Agnes Mason, along with her dog, were discovered alive under the rubble 60 hours after the avalanche had struck its deadly blow. She was strapped onto a toboggan, which was hitched to teams of 10 men who took turns pulling Mrs. Mason back to the hospital in Bodie. The uphill trip in temperatures as cold as 28 degrees below zero took the 48 men several days, but Mrs. Mason and all her rescuers survived. After a lengthy recovery, Mrs. Mason eventually returned to the Mono Basin, where the Southern Sierra Power Company gave her a lifetime job. Strong and brave men and women have inhabited the Eastern Sierra for thousands of years. It seems to be one of the most powerful hallmarks of the people who have lived along El Camino Sierra.